smart. All right, Proverbs chapter 9. And we're just going to read one verse right now, Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 6. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Brother Mike Sells, would you open us in a word of prayer, please?
Dear Lord, I thank you once again for this morning, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to have your Holy Spirit come down and run through Brother Mike, Lord. And may the Holy Spirit touch each one of us in these pews, Lord. Be with Brother Mike, and we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
All right, somebody may have to throw something at me or wave a hanky or something when if that first bell rings, I may not hear it. Watch the clock pretty good, but I don't hear the bell very well. All right, there are a lot of words that we oftentimes kind of throw around and use without really thinking about what that word means. And we oftentimes say, man, that was foolish what you did. Or that guy's a fool. You know what? Let me be clanging those the whole hour here. Okay, that guy's a fool. Did you see what that guy did? Fool or the word foolish is mentioned 73 times just in the book of Proverbs alone. It doesn't count at all the rest of the times in the Bible that word is used, and it's a whole lot more serious than the way that we just use that word when we say somebody did something foolish. What I want to look at this morning is some things that the Bible says about being a fool. I want to tell you, sometimes I like to get into the dictionary and look at words and just see what the dictionary says. Now, the best definition is found right here. If you're wondering what the definition of something is, the Bible says this word. Well, seek out that definition in God's word before you go run into anything that man wrote. But I do like to look at definitions of words. I don't like to look in modern dictionaries because they're all messed up on what their definitions are. The old Webster's Dictionary, 1828 Dictionary, defines a fool as a wicked or depraved person.
Yeah.
I don't think most people think of that today when they call somebody a fool. They just think somebody did something stupid. But the dictionary defines it as a wicked or depraved person.
Yeah.
One who acts contrary to sound wisdom in his moral deportment. One who follows his own inclinations. That doesn't sound like people today, does it? Who prefers trifling and temporary pleasures. Definitely doesn't sound like folks today. Folks today are concerned about eternal things. They're not concerned about temporary pleasures, right? No, even us in the Christian, even us as Christians oftentimes are too concerned about temporal pleasures. More so, the rest of that definition prefers trifling and temporary pleasures to the service of God and eternal happiness. Try to find that in a modern dictionary. In the common sense, a fool is not someone who is an idiot. It's not somebody who necessarily lacks knowledge, but instead it's someone who acts absurdly, one who does not exercise his reason, or one who pursues a course contrary to the dictates of wisdom. So in simple terms, we would say that a fool is exactly the opposite of someone who is wise. And the Bible has a lot to say about being wise. Many times the Bible, specifically in the book of Proverbs, will use a comparison with the wise man. When it talks about the wise man, it'll say a wise man does this, but a fool does this. A couple examples of that in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and 16. Don't need to turn there. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil. But the fool rageth and is confident. Chapter 15 and verse 7 says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doth not so. And then Proverbs 29:9, if a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. Amen, Brother Mike. Brother Mike asked me about that verse a while back. We talked about it a little bit. You know, Jesus Christ also compared the wise man to a foolish man. I know you know this. Turn over to Matthew chapter 7 very quickly. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. The little kids sing their songs about this. The wise man built his house upon the rock, right? What do I need to do here, John? I need to pull this up more. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. Jesus Christ compared the foolish man to the wise man, and what we see here is that the fool may not necessarily be someone who lacks understanding. may not be somebody who lacks knowledge and instruction. You see right in this verse, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine. It's not people that don't know any better. It's people that choose to do differently. And when we make foolish decisions in our life, it's normally not because we lack the knowledge to make the right decision. It's not because we don't have understanding from God's word about what the right course of action is for our life. It's because we choose to do the opposite. What we want to look at this morning, I believe that since the Bible talks about the fool so often, like I said, 73 times just in the book of Proverbs, if the Bible speaks that muchly about the fool, don't you think that could be a warning for us not to act foolishly? I think there's a lot we can learn. Like I said, we use that word very flippantly, but let's take a look at some of the characteristics, some of the things that fools do. And what I want you to do is, as we go down this list of, hey, this is what a fool does, this is what a fool does, I want you to think, am I ever in this standing with the fool? Do I ever make these kinds of foolish decisions? I tell you, I found out that I do a lot, an awful lot. The first characteristic we want to look at of a fool is a fool despises wisdom, instruction, and in knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:22 says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Have you ever met those people that when they're trying to do something and they're working and you see them toiling and struggling with that thing and you know a simpler way to do it, and you come to them and say, hey, can I help you? No, I got this. They hate instruction. They hate knowledge. They don't want to be shown how to do anything. The pride of life is what does that to us, isn't it? We've got so much pride in our own hearts, we don't want somebody to show us a better way. How many times could we have gotten a job done more quickly? How many times could we have not been standing on false truth if we had just listened to somebody that came along and said, you know what? Here's some knowledge. How many times has our pastor preached from this pulpit and people shut their ears because they hated knowledge? They hated instruction. They thought they already had it in their mind. They had too much pride to be able to change their mind about something, and they act foolishly. That's what a fool does. A fool hates knowledge. A fool hates instruction. But similarly to that, fools despise reproof. Fools despise reproof. Proverbs 17:10 says, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. Knowledge and instruction is one thing that the fool hates. And that is gaining instruction about how to do something. But even more than that, a fool hates being told that he's wrong. Right. You see, I can toil around with something and maybe not have the best way to do something, but still get it right and get it done. But if I'm doing something wrong, something that's going to lead to a dangerous end, I need to listen to somebody's reproof about that. Again, when our pastor stands up behind this pulpit and tells us that we're doing something wrong, that we're headed in the wrong direction, the wrong course of action, we need to listen to that. We need to not be like the fool and say, you know what, I don't want to hear that. I know I'm wrong, but I don't want to hear that. I hate your reproof. I hate you telling me that I'm wrong. And our children are that way sometimes, right? Sometimes they don't like being told that they're doing things the wrong way. We're not any different than children. As God's children, oftentimes when God tells us, hey, you're doing something wrong, what kind of attitude do we have? Do we have the attitude of the fool that receives that and says, thank you, Lord, for showing me what I've been doing wrong? Give me the instruction to know how to fix that. Or do we act like the fool and despise that? So a fool, one characteristic there is that they despise wisdom. They despise reproof. Fools do not receive God's commandment. Proverbs 10:8 says, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Now, I did have to look that word up, prating. I didn't really know what it meant. Basically, you've just got somebody that talks idly, somebody that's continually talking about things. They don't know what they're talking about, but they're continually talking. They don't receive the commandments. They act like they know what they're talking about, but they refuse to listen to what God's word has to say. That's a characteristic of the fool. Somebody who always talks, acts like they're full of wisdom, acts like they're full of knowledge, but does not listen to God's word. Fools are deceivers. Proverbs 10:18 says, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. And then the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit in Proverbs 14:8. Fools like to deceive people. Fools, first of all, deceive themselves into thinking that they're okay. You know, we do that in our Christian life a lot, too. We think that we're okay. God lays something on our heart and says, hey, you got to get rid of this, or you need to start doing this. And we explain it away. We rationalize and say, well, Lord, I know that I need to start doing this, but at least I'm doing this over here. I know I need to be a better soul winner, but hey, I'm reading your Bible every day. Or maybe I know I need to spend more time in prayer, but at least I'm showing up to church three times a week. Don't deceive yourself, right. Christian.
Yep.
You're a fool. You're acting a fool when you deceive yourself. But we also deceive other people. Right. We put on that nice show like we've already talked about so many times. When we're around our brothers and sisters in Christ, when we show up here, we're able to put on a good show. But God sees the heart. God knows where we really stand. Fools are deceivers. Fools don't listen to God's commandments. They don't listen to instruction and reproof. Fools have a wrong attitude towards sin. Proverbs 13:19 says, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Did you get that? It's an abomination for fools to depart from evil. Fools have a wrong attitude about sin. Proverbs 10:23 says, it is as sport to a fool to do mischief. Proverbs 14:9 says, fools make a mock at sin. Now, I know that we never do this. Christians never make a mock at sin, right? We never make jokes about somebody who's in sin. We never laugh along with the television shows that show people doing something sinful, something wicked.
Yeah.
Christian, it's time that we stop making a mock out of sin. Look at my own life. It's time that I stop making a mockery out of sin. We do it all too often. Sin is a serious thing. And it's a foolish act and a foolish mindset when we are able to laugh about sin. No matter how small in our eyes, but Bobby Shell's not here. Bobby Shell and I had this talk about sin the other day and the way we look at sin all messed up. We don't look at sin the same way God does. We look at sin in big varying degrees. At least I'm not way over here on this side of sin. I'm only down over here, right? I think sometimes that's a big problem with us. Sin is sin. We got to start calling sin, sin for what it is and have the right attitude about sin. But a fool has a wrong attitude about sin. Fools lack self-control. Proverbs 12:16 says, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. Fools lack self-control. Fools are instant to respond to whatever it is that's pressing their buttons. I sometimes am one of those kind of people. I like to press people's buttons a little bit. All right, if you show me, I'm just being honest with you. If you show me that this little thing is going to set you off, I just have that tendency to want to that big shiny button, you know, that you see in the cartoon that says, do not touch this. I like to do that sometimes because I like to see people go off. Hey, every single one of us has that button. For you, it's different than it is for me. We need to figure out what that button is and not act foolishly when that button is pressed.
Right. Right.
And not get out of control, not lose our testimony, not say things that we'll later regret, not do things that we'll later regret. How about we let the Holy Spirit have control of our lives instead of our flesh having control of our lives so that we act anyway when that button is pressed? And I got to get moving along here. A fool has no fear of God. Probably could have listed this and should have listed this as the number one thing. The problem with foolishness is the lack of the fear of God. Proverbs 14:16 says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. The fool saith in his heart, Psalm 14 and verse 1, the fool saith in his heart, there is no God. There are a lot of intelligent people in this world today. Our government officials, I mean, you go look at their IQs. I pulled up this morning the IQs of some famous people. Amazing, off the charts. Folks with 220 IQ, are you kidding me? I'm like a quarter of that, maybe. Off the chart with IQs, but foolish because they reject God. They reject the notion that there is a God. And because they reject the fact that there is a God, they have no fear of God. They'll say whatever they want to say. They'll say that it's okay for a man and a man to be married, a woman and a woman to be married. They'll say that it's okay for us to abort children. They'll say that it's okay for us to just let our children do whatever. They'll say that it's okay to do whatever we want to do as long as it feels right.
Right.
Because they have no notion of the fear of God in their hearts.
Yes.
Christian, when we are to the point where we're able to say something that goes against God's word, we ought to have fear. We ought to be quaking in our boots the moment that the Holy Spirit shows us what we have done is wrong. And we ought to be on our knees repenting. Otherwise, we're acting foolishly. We run around without any fear of God. Fool has no fear of God. Fool does not control his tongue. Proverbs 18 and verse 6 and 7, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. I already talked about the fact that a fool does not have self-control, and oftentimes when that button is pushed, says things or does things that they ought not to do. But a fool also just has no control over the tongue. You go read in the book of James about the tongue. What a small member it is, but how much trouble we get ourselves into because of our tongue. And all it takes is one time. People remember you far greater for the one thing you said against them than for the 100 times you tried to encourage them. The fool speaks foolishly with his tongue, does not have control over his tongue, and allows things to come out that ought not to come out. Fool does not control his tongue. A fool does not learn from his past sin or mistakes. Proverbs 26:11, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Christians, so many times in our lives, it seems like we get stuck in this doing the same thing over and over and over again, making the same mistake over and over and over again, committing the same sins over and over and over again. The Bible equates us to the fool when we do that. The fool does not learn from his past sins, and a fool speaks before he thinks. Proverbs 29:11, I know none of you ever do this. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. I know you know these people that you just can't get a word in edgewise, right? You start to say something and they always finish their sentences for you. Nobody knows anybody like that. I know a few people like that. Proverbs 29:11, the fool uttereth his mind, wise keepeth it in till afterwards. There's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth, right? I know you've heard that before. Don't speak before you think. Don't speak before the Holy Spirit gives you wisdom about something. A fool's thoughts, words, and actions are summarized in the following verse. Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. The result of foolishness, very quickly here, these are all characteristics that we've shown you this morning about the fool and being a fool. What are some of the results of foolish actions, foolish words? Foolishness brings shame. In Proverbs 3:35, the wise shall inherit glory. The wise shall inherit glory. It doesn't say the rich, doesn't say the famous, doesn't say the popular people, doesn't say the most intelligent people are the ones that are going to inherit glory. What it says is the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Now, I'm only going to talk about this for a minute. I want you to know this has not greatly upset me, but the rest of the state seems to be very, very upset about what LeBron James has done recently. I'm not trying to make a big deal about this because I'm done and tired of hearing it, but I want to use it as an example, okay? I want to use it as an example. This young man thinks that he has everything. Thinks that he has heaped upon himself a lot of glory that means something. When in fact, the man has made a fool out of himself in decisions that he has made. Okay, whether you agree with that or not, I, again, I'm not trying to make some, I care less about talking about sports from up here.
Right.
But it's an example of where we are today. But we're there too, many times in our life.
Right.
Many times in our life, we think too highly of ourselves.
Right.
Because of maybe accolades that people have given us about things that we have done or accomplished. And we tend to forget that it is nothing that we do,
If it were not for God's grace, we accomplish zip, zero zilch on the face of this earth. We accomplish nothing except for God's grace.
Amen.
And it's the fool that thinks that they're going to go through life taking glory upon themselves. The end of life, what do they have? What is he going to have at the end of his life? Millions of dollars in the bank that somebody else is going to get?
Fool. We act foolishly. So the result of that foolishness is shame. That's what he's brought upon ourselves. That's what he has brought upon him. That's what we bring upon ourselves when we act foolishly. Foolishness brings judgment. Foolishness, we've talked about the characteristics of foolishness, what it means to be a fool. For the child of God, that brings judgment. Proverbs 10:8 says, "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall." There is going to be a time, Christian, if we continue living a foolish life, if we continue living foolishly, then we will fall. Proverbs 10:29 says, "Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools." Foolishness brings judgment, and foolishness brings disappointment. Proverbs 26:6 says, "He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drinketh damage." Proverbs 26:8 says, "As he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool." Foolishness brings disappointment. Depending upon foolish people brings disappointment. Okay, all of this having been said, going over the characteristics of what a fool is, what are some of the things that a fool does? What are the attitudes of a fool's heart? What are the results of foolishness? The warning then to us as Christians, get wisdom. We talked about get life all week long, right? Get wise. We need to get wisdom. The Christian ought to be seeking after wisdom. Over and over and over again in the Scripture, it tells us, get wisdom, get wisdom, get wisdom. Proverbs 4:5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." Proverbs 4:7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding." We need, in order to get wisdom, we need to understand that wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord, just like we've already talked about. Psalm 111, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." So we need to get wisdom. The Christian, if we're going to take heed and not want to be foolish, well, let's study what wisdom is about. Let's get into God's Word. We got to understand that wisdom doesn't come from anywhere except God. It begins with the fear of God, but then it must be sought out in His Word. Proverbs 2:6 says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." We don't need to run to man. We don't need to run to books that are filled with all sorts of wonderful words of wisdom. We need to run to God's Word and let God be the one that teaches us wisdom. Wisdom is not a mystery. Proverbs 8, turn there very quickly. Proverbs chapter 8, begin in verse 1, and we'll probably have to close on this. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1, "Doth not wisdom cry?" Wisdom isn't hiding in some corner somewhere, waiting for you to go around and find it hidden. "Doth not wisdom cry? And understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O man, I call. My voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart." Folks, wisdom is contained in God's Word. It's not hiding for us, but we've got to get in there and to find it. The message is the same over and over and over again. We've got to be in God's Word. If we want to stand any chance of walking the right way, the Bible talks, the book of Proverbs talks about walking in the way. It's talking about how we live our life. We live our life. It's so interesting to notice that the woman isn't standing someplace where you're not going to find her. Wisdom is not standing someplace. It's right in the street. It's right where we live. It has, the Bible has day-to-day practicality for everything that comes across our lives. But we've got to be in there if we're going to have that wisdom. Wisdom is not a mystery. Wisdom is of the Lord and must be sought in His words. We also have a responsibility, just the last few minutes that we have a responsibility to train our children in the ways of wisdom. Over and over again in the book of Proverbs, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it, Proverbs 22:6. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. Proverbs 10:1, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. The end of our legacy, we've all made decisions in our life that are foolishness. That's one thing that we discover as we look at these verses. You either have, are right now, or will do something foolish. What kind of legacy are you going to leave to your children? Are you going to teach your children in the ways of wisdom? Or are you going to allow them to live the way the world does, in foolishness? This world is foolish, plain and simple. Every corner you turn around, nothing but foolishness, because they lack the fear of God, lack the knowledge of God. God does not desire for anybody to be a fool. Wisdom stands out in the streets and invites foolish to gain understanding. That's in the book. We just read that. We each need to remember that we were once considered fools without Christ. And you go look up Titus 3:3 for that. And because we still have that sin nature, we still have the propensity for us to act foolishly. But the Bible says in Proverbs 3 and verse 13, we'll close with this verse, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. The greatest fool of all is the person who chooses to remain a fool forever. Let's go ahead and close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the word of God that you've given to us. And Lord, I thank you that we are not doomed to live a life of foolishness, but that you have given us your divine words that show us and give us instruction in how we can live a life of wisdom, and because of that wisdom, be blessed. Lord, I pray your blessing upon each and every one that has come here this morning. I pray your blessing upon the service to follow. Just everything that we say and do may bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.